సంకీర్తనకి నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్డ్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్డ్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్డ్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరవం. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో చయాముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేష్వ భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. సో రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 10th చాప్టర్ 51st ద డెలివరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ముచుకుంద టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 22nd. యవనే భస్మసాన్నితే భగవాన్ సాత్వతర్షభః ఆత్మానం దర్శయామాస ముచుకుందాయ ధీమతే. యవనే భస్మసాన్నితే భగవాన్ సాత్వతర్షభః ఆత్మానం దర్శయామాస ముచుకుందాయ ధీమతే. యవనే భస్మసాన్నితే భగవాన్ సాత్వతర్షభః ఆత్మానం దర్శయామాస ముచుకుందాయ ధీమతే. యవనే ఆఫ్టర్ ద బార్బరియన్ భస్మసాత్ ఇంటూ యాషెస్ నీతే వాస్టాన్ భగవాన్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ సాత్వత ఆఫ్ ది సాత్వత్ క్లాన్ రిషభ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ హీరో ఆత్మానం himself. Darshayam asa, reveal. Muchukundaya, to Muchukunda. Dhimate, the intelligent. Translation. After the Yavana was burnt to ashes, the Supreme Lord, chief of the Satvatas, revealed himself to the wise Muchukunda. There is no purport, so we'll read further. Text 23 to 26. Translation. As he gazed at the Lord, King Muchukunda saw that he was dark blue like a cloud, had four arms and wore a yellow silk garment. On his chest he bore the Srivatsa mark and on his neck the brilliantly glowing Kaustubha chain. Adorned with a Vaijanti garland, the Lord displayed his handsome, peaceful face, which attracts the eyes of all mankind, with its sharp-shaped earrings and affectionately smiling glance. The beauty of his youthful form was unexcelled, and he moved with the nobility of an angry lion. The highly intelligent king was overwhelmed by the Lord's effulgence, which showed him to be invincible. Expressing his uncertainty, Muchukunda hesitantly questioned Lord Krishna as follows. Purport. It is significant that text 24 states, Chaturbhujam Rochamanam. The Lord was seen in the beauty of his four-arm form. Throughout his great work, we find Lord Krishna manifesting his various transcendental forms, most prominently the two-arm form of Krishna and the four-arm form of Narayan or Vishnu. Thus, there is no doubt that Krishna and Vishnu are not different, or that Krishna is the original form of the Lord. These things are sometimes misunderstood, but the great acharyas, experts in spiritual science, have clarified the matter for us. God in his original form is not merely the creator, maintainer and destroyer, or the punisher of the conditioned souls, but rather the infinitely beautiful Godhead enjoying in his own right, in his own abode. This is a form of Krishna, the same Krishna who expands himself into Vishnu forms for the maintenance of our bumbling world. Srila Jiva Goswami mentions that the word Shankita, having some doubt, indicates that Muchukunda was thinking, is this indeed the Supreme Lord? He expresses himself frankly in the following verses. Om Agyanatimirandasya Khananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padam Mayam Tadati Swapadantikam Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratushe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpati గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధోభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శివాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో కంటిన్యూయింగ్ ది స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ ముచుకుంద, వి క్యాన్ సీ దట్ ముచుకుంద descendants of Mandhata. He had asked some kind of unique benediction from the demigods, and we can see that he was sleeping in that cave for very long time. So it's not, you cannot imagine. He comes, Mandhata, King Mandhata comes in the dynasty of Ikshvaku, in whose dynasty Lord Ramachandra had come. And after Lord Ram, there were a lot of descendants. And from Mandhata there has been a lot of descendants whose genealogy has been explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. And in that same line, King Sagara, he comes, and it is explained that how King Sagara, he reforms certain class of people, different parts of the world, and some of them were Yavanas. Yavana was the son of King Yayati, one of the sons of King Yayati, and he was given the part of Turkey to rule. So therefore Srila Prabhupada explains that Turkish people are Yavanas. And of course we know that because of Lord Parshuram, they were, all the Kshatriyas were sent into different parts of the world. And this Kala Yavana was also Yavana actually. Srila Prabhupada explains that according to the Varnashram system, Vedic system of social order, a person is born as Shudra. Janmana jayate Shudro Sanskarad bhavet dvija Veda Pathad Bhave Vipra Brahma Janatiti Brahmana. So by birth one is considered to be in Shudra, low class. And below them also Mlechhas, Yavanas, Chandalas. When somebody does not utilize their human form of life, they can still further degrade to Yavanas, Chandalas and Mlechhas. But by birth, everyone is Shudra. So somebody can uplift his consciousness and become Kshatriya, Vaishya or Brahmana. But if somebody does not utilize the human form, then he can degrade. And who are the Mlechhas, Yavanas or Chandalas? They are basically the meat eaters. Those who eat meat. Chandalas are those who eat dogs. So, according to our Vaishnava or the Varnashrama system, in today's world, we can imagine the class of people living. Right? Not even Shudras, lower than that actually. And it is the consciousness or it is the activities that determine whether somebody is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, like that. So therefore, although one may be born in a particular caste or community, what are his symptoms? What are his qualities? If he can upgrade his consciousness, then one can go higher in terms of consciousness and realize his ultimate purpose of life and not come back in this material world again, go back, achieve the perfection of one's life. So therefore here we can see that Kalayavanahi, when he attacked Lord Krishna, Mathura, on one side Jarasandha was attacking 18 times, and so many times he was defeated by Lord Krishna and Balaram, but still he was quite optimistic. He was very hopeful that maybe this time I can conquer Krishna. It's quite too much an illusion. But Krishna didn't mind it. He said, "Oh, all right, no problem. Let him come. He's helping me. He's assisting me eradicate all these people, demonic people, from the surface of this globe." And another side, Kalayavana, he comes. And he was given some kind of benediction that he will disturb or he will create lot of disturbance to Mathura Vasis. So Krishna, he in his unique transcendental way, he handles different situations at different times and accomplishes varieties of tasks at the same time. And when this Kalayavana came, Krishna did not lift any weapon. He started walking away from the battlefield. He was just walking, not even running. Yesterday we heard. So Krishna was just walking, and Kalayavana, he thought that if Krishna is not lifting weapon, even I will not lift. I will just fight with my hands. He had so much arrogance. And he thought that, let us chase, I will catch Krishna quickly. And he started chasing. He was running very fast. He was trying to run. And Krishna was just walking very, very effortlessly, carelessly, he was walking. And it is explained that Kalayavana, he had some kind of intuition or understanding, because Narad Muni had spoken a lot of things about Lord Krishna, Vishnu. So he had some kind of glimpse. Maybe he is the Supreme Lord. You could see the description is vividly given here. Krishna is having four arms here in his Vishnu form, having Kaustubha jewel on his neck, Shivatsa mark on his chest, Vaijayanti mala. So he knew some thought was there, yes, he is Vishnu. But still he could not have full understanding of Vishnu. Because it is explained, various reasons are given, that because he was having still a lot of impious activities in his kota. He had not finished the... So therefore he could not understand who is the Lord Vishnu. Even he is seeing face to face. And without Lord Krishna giving the understanding, nobody can understand him. Even we may see Lord in face to face every day, standing in front of the deities, praying. But still if Lord does not give us that understanding, we cannot understand him. So therefore, Lord wants us to become purified of all the anarthas. There are a lot of anarthas clouding our consciousness. And therefore we cannot understand the Supreme Lord. And Kalyavana, he had this kind of envious attitude. He wanted to kill. So, with that understanding he could not. But even at that level also we can see that even there is envy. But still there is appreciation sometimes. Sometimes we may feel envy towards somebody. Oh, he is doing such nice thing. He is singing so nicely. Maybe I should be doing that. Or so many qualities sometimes we may see. Sometimes there is some kind of feeling, oh, better me, not he or she, like that. And that is the understanding. We appreciate little bit, we may not express, but we have some kind of appreciation. Even in that, we are clouded with envy. So, Krishna is, although he is in front of Kaliyavan, still Lord Krishna gave little understanding. Okay. He understood, yes, he is the Lord, Supreme Lord. But still he could not fully understand. So, that requires the grace of the Lord to fully understand. Grace of the Lord and the pure devotees. So Lord Krishna was running away from the battlefield. We cannot understand the mind of Lord Krishna, what is there in his mind. Right? Why he is doing a particular activity. Why he is running away from the battle. And here it is explained that Lord Krishna, he brought this Kaliyavan into this cave. Krishna had many purposes to fulfill. Maybe Krishna did not feel that this Kaliyavana is fit to be killed by me. Is not even ready to be killed by me. He's not yet finished his sinful activities. So better somebody else do that job. And another side we can see that this Muchukunda was sleeping. Like a marathon sleeping. But how much one can sleep? However one may try to sleep, how much one can sleep? 10 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours. Maybe 1 or 2 days maximum record. And it is not possible to sleep also permanently. I mean, so for a long time. Because how we awaken in the morning, it is explained that there is super soul in our heart who wakes up. He does not allow us to sleep for a long time. So there is a super soul in the heart and he will wake us up. We cannot sleep for a long time. So this Muchukunda, he was sleeping and he was definitely had got a special benediction from demigods. He pleased the demigods by fighting for many, many years, going to the heavenly planets. He was so powerful. And even King Indra, he approached him he came to take his help. So much difficulty, demons are troubling. And this was during the time of Treta Yuga, before Dwapar Yuga. So during that time, Indra used to come on earth. Now he will not come because they are not qualified people to help him. But there was interplanetary travels. Modern scientists may not understand also what were happening in the earlier ages. But people could travel interplanetary. There is some scientific angle to this pastime. So they had that power to go from one planet to another. And they knew that time calculations, time spans are different. It's a different time zone. And things happen differently there. And still, Muchukunda, he went to fight. And he was fighting like anything. For many, many years against these demons. And he was victorious. He did not die actually. But later on when they got Kartikeya, then they told him, now you can go. But even if you go, what is going to happen? You are not going to find anyone there. You are all family members are gone. The time factor is so powerful. So he's all his sons, queens, all subjects, all things have changed. Civilizations after civilization, things have changed. And so you will not find, if you go, they will ask you maybe, who are you? You are the king? Maybe. So therefore we will give some benediction. You ask whatever benediction you want, we will give. And Muchukunda, he could have asked many things, but somehow there is a different pastime we have to accept. He asked the benediction to sleep. And he wanted to make sure one more thing, that his sleep is not disturbed. Because again there may be some calamity, casualty, and again Indra may come searching, where is Muchukunda? And again he has to break his sleep and go. So he asks one more benediction, that whoever wakes me up, give me the power of incinerate that person, whoever wakes me up. So they said, okay, tathastu, so be it. You sleep as much as you want, you can sleep, will not disturb, nobody will disturb you. So he went to a cave, because hopefully nobody would come there and disturb him. Because it's dark, darkness you can sleep for more time. Sunlight comes, then You can't sleep in the sunlight. There is light on, so you cannot sleep. So he went in the cave to sleep. And was sleeping. I mean, you can imagine the time is passing. Treta Yuga ended. And Dwapar Yuga is ending now. Krishna is at, came at the end of Dwapar Yuga. And what is the time period of Dwapar Yuga? Double of Kali Yuga. Twice of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is 4,32,000 years. Right? So Dwapar Yuga is 8,64,000 years. 8,64,000 years Mushukunda is sleeping. He is not dead, he is sleeping. So it's a huge time span actually. And Krishna also got worried actually. How much he is sleeping? Somebody has to wake him up. And who can wake him up? It's a deadlock situation. Anybody goes to wake him up, he will be dead. So nobody can go inside, and nobody knew also, maybe some person is sleeping inside. In today's age, somebody sleeps like that somewhere. Maybe there will be a lot of media and people around. And they will share all the videos or photos on WhatsApp and Facebook. But he had taken such a place where nobody can enter and media cannot disturb him anywhere. And there were no signboards outside that Muchukunda is sleeping inside. So he was very peacefully sleeping there. And so Lord Krishna, he wanted to now give him high realization. Bas ho gaya abhi. So much sleeping is now. At least he has to wake up and do something. At least go to the higher level of understanding. So Krishna took this opportunity of Kalayavan. Thought that maybe he is not fit to be killed by me. So better take him in the front. So Krishna went inside and Kalayavan also came, thinking that I'll find Krishna now because he has entered the cave and he cannot escape now. And he saw Muchukunda sleeping there. He didn't know that he is the same person I am chasing. It's a darkness and somebody is sleeping. So he thought that yes, he is sleeping here. And he is sleeping so peacefully now. He is not fighting with me. So he thought of waking up Muchukunda. He didn't know. He thought that I had to wake him up first. Then I'll fight. I cannot just kill him like that. So he kicked. He didn't tap or spoke or something. He just kicked. And of course it must have been a very heavy kick. Because to wake up Muchukunda is not a small thing. It's a big project. And somebody has to have that kind of courage to wake up. So Muchukunda, he got up. He got up and he was kind of rubbing his eyes. Disturbed. Who is waking up me? Untimely. Still it was, his sleep was not complete. So and he saw this person standing, Kalayavan, and as he saw him, and yesterday we saw the description, heard the description, and somebody might have seen also in the meditation how Muchukunda burned this Kalevan to ashes. Instantly. Because he had that kind of benediction. Whoever wakes him up, he'll be burned to ashes. And just by the glance of Muchukunda, he was burned to ashes instantly. Whatever bodily elements or everything was burned to ashes. Quickly, within no time, it was just ashes. So, then, of course, that situation was over now. He's awakened now. So, now Lord Krishna comes in the front in his magnificent effulgent form. And then he's watching. Now he's watching the Supreme Lord. He's awakened and getting darshan of the Supreme Lord in his forearm form, effulgent. It's not dark now, it's effulgent, everything is effulgent in this cave. So definitely he understood that he is the Supreme Lord. He had that understanding. And Krishna also gave that understanding that he is talking with the Supreme Lord. He is not dealing with somebody who comes to disturb his sleep. But he is talking with the Supreme Lord. He got the understanding. And he was asking that you have walked on this thorny land which is filled with thorns and bushes, and how you come here and you are the Supreme Person. He got that understanding actually. So we can see that how the Supreme Lord, he fulfills different purposes in one time actually. Srila Prabhupada also explains various places actually in Srimad Bhagavatam how these different races, Kirata, Hunandra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, Akira, Shumbha, Yavana, Kasadya, Yannecha, Papa, Yadapasya, Shuddhanti, Tasmai, Prabhavishnave, Namo Nama. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that these classes of people, Kirata, Hunandra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, nine types and many others, usually they do not have any hope, or they cannot make progress in the spiritual life. But if they take shelter of the pure devotee of the Lord, then even such kind of people can be delivered. By their own efforts it is not possible, but if they take shelter of the devotees of the Lord, who are very merciful, who can uplift the consciousness of even such people. So in that purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to deliver all types of people. He is so merciful. He is not considering whether somebody is a Brahmana, Vaishya, Shudra, Kshatriya, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. He is not seeing that external things. He is looking at the consciousness. What is the consciousness of a person? And even such people, they engage in the devotional service of the Lord, take shelter of the pure devotees of the Lord. Even such people can be delivered. That is the power of Lord Chaitanya's mercy and his devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, understanding that mood, carrying that mood in his heart, he went to the Western world where there is hardly anybody believes in God. People have so much distracted from the real path. To give them this understanding of Krishna consciousness. So, he has brought us to this level of Krishna consciousness. Because the consciousness, if you see, we have different states of consciousness. Jagrata, Swapna, Sushupti, and Turiya. Jagrata is the awakened state. We are physically awake and we can relate with the external world. Swapna, we sleep in the night. So, that time we are in a different state of consciousness. We forget our external situations, our external identity sometimes. Sushupti is the deep sleep. And the real, the higher stage of consciousness is the Turiya, where one is awakened to his original consciousness. He understands what his original consciousness is. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us that knowledge or that understanding by which we can really be awakened to that stage. Because otherwise, even though conditioned souls are sleeping, maybe more than Muchukunda. Muchukunda slept for 864,000 years. But conditions can, souls can sleep more than that. Yuga after yuga, millennia after millennia. One can be still sleeping to his original consciousness. One is not awakened. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya came with this mantra or the message, Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that Lord Chaitanya has come to awaken everyone. Wake up. So that is the blessing. It may appear to be sometimes quite strong message, or why nobody wants to be awakened in the middle of the night, or one is very nicely, peacefully sleeping and dreaming sometimes. Somebody comes and sometimes service in charge comes and, Prabhu, time for service. So, hopefully in today's age all powers are reduced. So therefore people are saved, service in charge are saved. Otherwise we don't know what could have happened. So therefore it is a blessing actually. Somebody comes and reminds us, please do some service, do some nice service to Lord Krishna and chant Hare Krishna. By chanting your consciousness will be uplifted. So people usually do not like such kind of thing. They want to sleep, still holding on their state. So therefore this pastime is very, very significant actually, that we should know that it's time to awaken now. Cannot sleep more than ages after ages. So therefore, if somebody takes up things positively, it can make tremendous progress. Somebody takes it, yes, now he is helping me. To go back home, back to Godhead. I am lazy, I am egoistic, I am envious. I am still having so many anarthas. Somebody is reminding me of the higher understanding I don't like. But if somebody takes it positively, Yes, he is my well-wisher. He is my friend. He is helping me. He is assisting me to go back home, back to what I do, quickly. So, that way we will make tremendous progress. So, therefore, it is a wonderful process. We are not asked to remain awake all the time. Krishna consciousness is a very, very balanced program. It's not that you just fight like Muchukunda for many, many years, like do something and take a huge break. But keep doing steadily your services and still very happily make progress. So therefore, we need to realize the importance of this process, the Krishna consciousness process which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to us, and Srila Prabhupada has made it worldwide. Everywhere people can get the opportunity of practicing this method. So I would like to conclude. Anybody has any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna. You said that the person who is born, you're born as a Shudra, and there are also people who are below you, like Chandala, then what you explained, Malechar and all these things. So there's no chance for Malechar and Chandalas to get afflicted to the Shudra and then subsequently to the stage of Brahmana and Vaishnava.
There is chance given. There is chance given to everyone. They can rise. If they utilize their human form of life, they can uplift their consciousness and they can become Brahmanas, Vaishnavas. More than that, they can become the spiritual master of the entire world. It is not that they are just, they will remain on that level. Aho bata shopacho. That verse explains that even one may be born in a Chandala family. Shopacho. But still, he is taking the process of devotional service. The devotional service is so powerful that it can cleanse away all the impurities. All the impurities can be cleansed away by the power of devotional service. So, because if you see fundamentally, they are also spirit souls. It is not that their souls are something different. They are also souls, pure souls. And they also have some connection with the Supreme Lord. And if we see more broadly, we'll see that every soul is a special soul. We cannot say that just because he's born in a particular family or a particular caste or particular nation, he is low born. Fundamentally, if we go deeper, then we'll see that every person is a special soul. Because he has some eternal connection with the Lord. We don't know. We cannot judge someone externally. We see according to our sense perception and we make distinctions. But when we start looking from the spiritual eyes, with the spiritual vision, we will see everyone differently. In the beginning, there may be some apparent conditionings may be there. Somebody may be addicted to certain things, or external situations may be there, but if that soul starts serving the Lord, he can become very elevated person. And we can see the example. Srila Prabhupada went to the Western world, and whom he met with first? He met with so many people, those who were addicted to sinful activities. They were not having any hope. But just by the process of spiritual activities, the chanting of the holy names, they could give up all their bad activities. They become purified of all their unwanted things. These are external. External conditionings can be given up. And when one comes to the higher levels, at the pure level, that is a level where one can actually become perfectly peaceful or perfectly happy. As long as these kind of addictions, conditionings are there, that is not going to give us happiness. That's on the material platform still. It's a mental platform sometimes. So therefore, even if somebody is born in a low family, in the society, but even if he takes the process of devotional service, one can be elevated. That is the assurance Lord has given, that yes, it is possible. The process is so perfect. Just like university, somebody takes admission. University will grant admission to those who are qualified. Isn't it? Somebody has qualified, they will give certain degree of and then the course is open. One can take the course, complete it and become graduate, get the degree. So they don't discriminate whether he is born in this family, that once you are qualified, you are in the process. So anybody who takes the chanting process is qualified. Is qualified now. Even if he has done little devotional service, he is qualified. So he has to continue, and we never know when he will get that benefit. Maybe in this lifetime, quickly he can make progress, or he may take 2 lifetimes, 10 lifetimes, 100 lifetimes. Power of devotional service is we cannot estimate. So therefore, we are sitting here in the temple. So many devotees are there, souls are there. It is not that only this lifetime they have made progress. They must have prayed to the Lord, performed so many austerities for many, many lifetimes. Then one gets the opportunity to come in the contact of pure devotees, in the association where this facility is available, where you can perfect the process quickly. Somebody is serious, therefore we can see somebody comes and on a very fast track, just going fast. And somebody may be still going slowly, steadily. So process is perfect. If you are just continuing, then you will see, yes, even those people born in the low-born family, Chandala, Mulicha, Yavanas, they can be delivered. Any question? Anybody has to add anything or any comments, questions? We'll end here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shila Prabhupada ki.